And so it is. Dear energy movers, and dear Chambra, that we gather together with you on this festive time of your calendar. It seems like just a moment ago that we were sitting in this very energy with all of you, talking about releasing your old work as energy holders. It seemed like we just looked away for a moment, and then we are right back here with you. Your time span has been a bit longer, we understand. Chambra, we come in today with you in a different way. We come in embodied in Kaldra, no longer out here. Close your eyes for a moment. Take a deep breath. And then gently open your eyes again and look beyond into the other layers, and you will see us from a different spot. Literally with your eyes. Don't work so hard. You will see us emanating from within Kaldra. You will see us emanating from within Linda. You will see us emanating from within each of you. While you weren't looking for a moment there, we slipped into you. Indeed, you have given us permission to do this, but I, Tobias, and all the guests on this day are talking from inside of you. You think you hear this message on the outside that is one of your levels of sensory perception. Yes, you are hearing this, but you are really hearing this from the inside, from within you. We are here within you, because you are here right now also. It's an amazing thing. We can speak to you from the outside and the inside. You can hear through the ears of yours, but you can also hear and feel through your creativity and your sensitivity. So thank you for allowing us into that beautiful temple of you on this day. This is possible because as you release some of the old energies that you have been holding and carrying and helping to balance, this makes room. You've moved out some of the old. This makes room within. We know, indeed, going through these changes is not always easy. It can be easy. But sometimes to feel the full effect of change, you have them be a bit more challenging. But you have gone from the point of being holders to movers. We will talk more about that today. We just wanted to share this delicious moment with you. Being inside. You see, embodying can be so full, so rich. When you embody anything, when you take it into your being, you can understand it more. It is difficult sometimes to understand things, whether it is other people, whether it is spiritual concepts, whether it is us. It is difficult when you have it outside of you. You set up almost a natural type of duality and a separation. And you are looking at it and perceiving it through a different set of senses. When things are embodied within you, like I, Tobias, at this moment, you find that you can let go of the need to try to figure it out, to try to make sense of it, and to simply sense it. It just is. It simply is. The knowingness, the structure of the energy comes to you later on, perhaps. But right now, why do you have to place structure on any of the energies of us speaking to you right now? Why do you have to try to understand how it is coming to you? It simply is. You can enjoy the moment without trying to figure it out. So Chambra, let us take the deep breath of embodiment together. to share this sacred energy space that we are in. To share this energy of family. To share this energy of the angels. What a delightful, delightful gathering that we all have today. Chambra, so many times right now you are going back to old benchmarks. You're trying to determine the level of your changes and your progress. You're trying to understand where you are based on old benchmarks. You're going back to old energies to try to help you to understand where you are. And indeed, that is very understandable, for it is what you know and it is what makes sense to you. But we are here to help you share that these old benchmarks simply don't work anymore. The comparisons that you make. For instance, Chambra, many of you use a benchmark of how you look in the mirror to yourself as a comparison to help you understand how far you're coming along. And you see yourself so often now aging quickly. You feel yourself going through a very rapid aging process, and your benchmark is that you feel that youth is good, aging is bad. But what if it isn't? What if the benchmark has changed? Some of you are panicking because there are things happening in your life, in your mind, in your body, and you go back to the old benchmarks of good and bad, right and wrong. But what if the benchmarks are changing? What if they're different now in this new energy? We encourage you, before you start going into some of the anxiety that you have been getting into lately, is take a look at the benchmark itself. Is it valid? Is it valid when you say, well, certainly, Tobias, it is valid to look younger when I go to the mirror. But what if something is happening within you? What if a part of you, not all of you, but a part of you is dying and aging quickly? And that is the layer that you see in the mirror. You perceive it as perhaps wrinkles, or you don't have that glow on your skin anymore, or your body feels more weary and tired. But what if that is just an aspect, a small part of you that is changing, that is aging, and that is going to phase itself out? What if it's an aspect of the old energy human that cannot be in the new energy physical body anymore? You see, we've asked you before to take a look at everything differently, everything differently, because it is different. There are so many layers to look at now. When you look in the mirror, you are seeing one layer of yourself. You want to see something surprising? Close your eyes for a moment when you look in the mirror. Take a deep breath and open your eyes once again, but look not only at the direct image, but the indirect images. You're going to start seeing new things. You're going to start seeing perhaps even a baby face in the mirror. What you see in the mirror is your reflection indeed. It is also a reflection of what others are seeing, because you can project your energy and essentially your belief system to them as well. Yes, one day they may say to you, my, you look so tired, you look like you're aging. And the next day they could easily say to you, my, you have such a youthful looking appearance. You are literally changing from one day to the next. Take a look at your benchmarks, how you measure yourself, how you look at your own progress. Sometimes you take a look at your mental clarity, and that is a benchmark of your humanness and of your mind and of yourself. But Chambra, what if the clarity that you used to know has to go away, has to let go, so that a whole new type of intelligence can come in? You know, your brain is dying. It truly is. Some of you know this more than you care to even realize. But what is truly happening in there is that your old way of processing information through the mind is now making way for the divine intelligence to come through. And there is not even a comparison. It is not just like it is a bigger, stronger mind. There is no comparison at all. It is a total different way of understanding, a different type of, as you would say, operating system. One is becoming very archaic, very old, very dualistic. But yet sometimes your benchmark says, I must try to hold on to the old ways I thought. I must try to maintain that old way of clarity, that old way of pulling up information. And then you panic and you think, what is going on here? Take a different look. Change the benchmark. Your mind is literally giving way so that a divine intelligence, which is not just located in the brain area on top of your shoulders, is located in all of the other realms. And it draws itself together in this reality. It is now starting to go to work for you. Some of you are getting glimpses of this, and some of you are getting phenomenal breakthroughs, whole new understandings, sometimes understandings that are far ahead of their time. But it is coming to work for you. So take a look at how you assess yourself and how you measure yourself. Reevaluate all of that. You are changing rapidly, rapidly. But when you go back to the old benchmarks, it is difficult to understand. Now, I would like to bring in the energies of this day, bring in our guests on this day, and there are many, many who are in the second circle, many who join us. There are indeed the energies of Yeshua, for it is his time of the year. He likes to attend so many of the parties. He likes to be in this whole energy of Christ time, Christmas. He likes to be with humans here where they release some of this hard work, some of the stress in their lives when they want to share themselves and give and even receive. The energies of Kuan Yin are here today, having so much compassion for the what you are doing, particularly in this whole new phase of being energy movers. The energies of Olama are here, helping you with some of the new clarity, helping you to be bold in so many ways, helping you to cut to the chase in this whole transitional process. Olama is also helping with some of the new physics that are starting to take place here on Earth. Yes, indeed, you can see some of it in his movie. What do you really know? What more is there to know? So the energies of Saint Germain are present with us today, helping you to become the true magicians, helping you to understand how transmutation works, helping you understand that it is important to break out of your old mindset and old belief systems, to change that benchmark. That is what he had to do, literally, in his lifetime, to understand how to transcend this thing called physical death. He had to change the benchmarks, change the measurement system that he had for himself. He had conducted many tests and many experiments having to do with reality and reality shifting. And in his younger years, he found so much of it difficult to do because he was using old measurement systems. Like any good scientist knows, sometimes you have to change the criteria. You have to change the parameters before you can change the outcome. Otherwise, you tend to fall into a trap, repeating processes over and over again, thinking there is some sort of secret door or trap door or magical answer. There is, if it's the measurement system, it's the old benchmarks, change those. The energies of Ketumi are here today, playful and walking amongst you and laughing and trying to get those of you who haven't laughed lately to enjoy what you're going through, to enjoy the process, even if the process is difficult, enjoy the difficult. Enjoy the overall experience. So the whole gang is assembled here today, present, fully present in this sacred energy with all of you. Even if you are not here in person, even if you are listening in today, everyone, all their energies of these grand angels are with you. We're going to ask those of you who are listening now, or hearing, or even reading these words, to invite in a guest of your own. One who has departed, one who has come back to our side, perhaps recently. Perhaps even a pet. Perhaps a parent, a child, a friend, a co-worker, a partner. We ask you to invite them in. And indeed, you know they're always welcome, but sometimes when you set up the energy to invite them in, it makes them feel more comfortable. It makes them feel like you truly want them to come through the veil to visit you, to be here. It's very difficult for some of them, some of us even, to come through the veil reverse. In other words, to bring our energy into the human realms. But when you invite one to be with you, to visit and to share, oh, it is so much easier. So we ask you each to invite one into this space, to take that deep breath. Take that deep breath and invite one that you truly want to share this experience with today into our space. You don't have to coerce them or beg them. Simply invite them. The angels, the runners who are always around will make sure that this invitation gets to them no matter where they are. And make sure it goes through the veil, finds their way to them so they could be in this safe and sacred energy here today with all of us. Chambra. I also bring in the energies of our main guest today, a guest who has been working with you for this past month or so of time, a guest who perhaps you didn't know this name, but you cursed the energy at times. So we ask you to take a deep breath and invite in the energies of your voice in spirit, Metatron. Ask you to simply feel how the Metatron energy has changed since we first brought this in. How the Metatron energy comes in now, different, perhaps gentler, perhaps a bit closer, perhaps much more embodied within you, your body truly being able to bring in and accept all of these energies. Now, Metatron is indeed you, is indeed a collective, and is in so many regards also an individual energy. The energies of Metatron are very strong, very clear, difficult sometimes for humans to even get near, for it affects their own systems, their biological and their electromagnetic systems. But Tishambra, as you are grounded, fully present, these energies come in to help you release some of the energies that you have been holding. Some of these energies that have wanted to stay with you, haven't wanted to leave. You see, as much as you have difficulty releasing some of the energies you've been holding, energies of family or energies of past lives or energies of Gaia, some of these do not want to leave you. Some of them are so attached to you. Some of them are so used to feeding off of you. Yes. Feeding off of you like a child, a baby feeding off its mother. Continues to feed off of you. Continues to help you perpetuate a story, you see. Doesn't want you to let go of the story because that old aspect thinks that if you let it go, that it will go out of existence. It doesn't. It truly doesn't go out of existence. Anything that has ever happened or ever been created always exists. But there are aspects, perhaps, of past lives or even aspects of you in this lifetime that want to be held, Being held can be comforting. Being held can be loving. And yes, Metatron is directing some very, very brilliant energy at some of you right now, knowing it is time for some of these aspects that you've been holding to let go. Some of you have know you should be letting go of these things, but yet you continue to protect. You continue to try to hang on, to even shelter these energies you've been holding. Dear Shambhara, these energies are not bad. They're not bad. It's simply time to release the structure that has been placed around them so they can find their new and highest potential. You are not denying these energies of the past. You are not trying to get rid of them. You are just releasing the structure. You're like a sculptor who works in clay and forms it and shapes it into a story, into a lifetime and a reality. And it stays in that mold, in the structure that you have shaped it into. But there does come a time and point for everything to be released out of its old structure. It has to. Energy has to continue to flow sooner or later. That's why there's this thing called death on Earth. So everything can be released from its structure and evolved. It is the same with stories, with parts of yourself and aspects of yourself. Sooner or later, the structure needs to go. That is all we're doing, releasing the structure. Releasing the structure. And Metatron comes in today to help with this. Metatron's energy is so very, very clear that it has been, I'd say, somewhat difficult for you to handle in these past 4 or 5 weeks that his energy has been present and around you. It's very difficult for even some of the, how to say, the electromagnetic and electrical devices. Some of you are having breakdowns in your electrical equipment. Your computers, perhaps, lights around you. Some of you are breaking things and dropping things and thinking you are being so clumsy. It is simply because this energy of Metatron has been with you since our last shout, and it is strong. Sometimes you even lose track of your physical being. You bump into walls that you've never bumped into before. You break things that you have no idea how they got broken. That is simply an energy change that is going on. As we started assembling our energies here for this shout, within the past few days in particular, it has caused some overload on systems. Perhaps even the systems here that help you transmit your signal all over the world. It's been difficult for some of these electrical devices to handle. So, Shambhara, we ask you to take a deep breath and to help bring in the energies of Metatron. Help embody them within your being. Metatron will continue walking with you and working with you in this whole shift from energy holder to energy mover. Metatron will show you, through some of the things we discussed today, how to move energies, the process, how to maintain your own integrity. Metatron will show you how effortless energy moving can be, where some of you assume that it has to have a type of friction or a type of dualistic effect. Energy moving can be like soaring. You know how what it is like to fly in your dreams, how joyous. That is what energy moving is like. It can be so very liberating. Take a moment here and imagine. Yes, use that wonderful thing called the imagination. Take a moment and imagine a group of children playing in the schoolyard. Dozens of children out for recess, playing. And you know how children are. They will form their own little groups. There will be a group of small group of children off playing on the swings, pushing each other and laughing, taking turns on the swing, seeing how high they can go, totally feeling the experience of swinging back and forth while someone else is helping to push them, helping to move them. And there'll be another group of children on the playground, boys perhaps, having a fight, arguing, getting their fists up, getting into a wrestling match while some of the other boys and perhaps even a few girls stand around cheering them on, telling them to duke it out, cheering for a winner, cheering for a loser as well. Then there's another group of students, perhaps a group of young girls off talking about their teachers, talking about other classmates, talking about the latest fashions on the playground. Perhaps another group of students off to one side who has collected different materials, odd parts and pieces of wood, pieces of metal, pieces of string. And they're trying to make something, construct something, and build something. And they're loving the challenge. They're loving the experience of putting different pieces together to try to come up with something new. And their minds are and their hands are at work. And there's another group off to the side, a group of dreamers. They're sitting on the lawn, away from the others, dreaming, talking about what can be, talking about what they're going to do in their lifetime, talking about things that aren't even necessarily related to human nature. They're dreamers. They're philosophers, even at this young age. They're talking about concepts. They're talking about possibilities and potentials. Shambra, as you know, you're the dreamers. You're the dreamers for humanity. You're the conceptualizers. You're the ones who go beyond. You're the ones who envision a new reality and a new potential. You've already played the other games that were there on the playground. You've done this thing of fighting. You've done this thing of swinging, of building, of chit-chatting. You experienced that. You felt what that was like. In all of these lifetimes of yours, you've experienced these different things. And now you're the dreamer. You're the potential maker. You're the ones who are helping to create the new future. You're the ones who are wondering what change would be like. And when you do this in your small group, or even by yourself, something happens to the whole group. When you are saying, I'm ready for a change, I'm dreaming of a change, it starts a new energy in the whole group of all the other ones who are playing in the playground. You see, if you weren't dreaming, the changes wouldn't occur. If you weren't dreaming like you have been doing, if you weren't considering change and new potentials and probabilities, everything would remain at a status quo. But the minute a dreamer or a group of dreamers comes forward and wonders about what next, what if, what can we do, how can we soar, it not only changes their energy, or in this case your energy, it changes the whole group energy. The young students in the playground who are the dreamers, the young ones who are wondering about what lies beyond, affect everyone's energy, you see. The moment they start dreaming and considering change, considering what's next, it changes the whole group dynamic, and it changes everything on that playground, you see. And all of a sudden, new things start to come in. Perhaps a new student will suddenly come into the equation, changing the entire energetic balance of the group. Perhaps a teacher will walk out into the playground, a teacher who who is helping to supervise, but a teacher who brings some new wisdom. Perhaps an event will happen out on the street next to the playground that draws every student's attention over there. Perhaps a storm will roll in and start to pour down its rain upon the children and all the playground. The point we are trying to make here, Shambhra, is the dreamers, the pioneers, set the stage for change to take place. Then they become the first ones to begin experience it. But it changes everything for everyone. It sets up the potential for that. That is what you are doing. And the point of I, Tobias, and the point of Metatron today is to help you understand, once again, why you are here. You're the dreamers for human consciousness. You're the group that has gone off on your own and pondered new realities. The status quo cannot be anymore, at least for you. It is time for change. It is time for something new. Part of the question has been, will the rest of human consciousness, the rest of humanity, be ready for the changes that are taking place? Or would you need to leave this place of old earth and go to the new earth in order to truly experience your new dreams? Part of the challenge has been being a dreamer on earth, while many are not dreamers. It is difficult and it is lonely and it is frustrating and you wonder where their dreams are. But their dreams are also in you, you see. The rest of humanity is dreaming in you and through you. We'll talk about this in just a little bit and the importance then of being energy movers. So many of them don't know how to have their own dreams and aren't ready to have their own dreams. They're experiencing what it is like to be on earth. They're experiencing a story. They're living within that reality. They have no room for dreams, so they're dreaming in you and through you. Shambhra, you're doing this not just for yourself, but on behalf of all. You are the ones setting up the change. You are the ones that are helping to create this whole thing that you call the quantum leap. You dreamt it. You dreamt it, Shambhra. You dreamt it many lifetimes ago. You've dreamt it over and over again since the days of Atlantis. You've dreamt it from the moment you were born under this earth, from the moment you took that first breath in this lifetime. It was about dreams and new potentials and the quantum leap. You've been dreaming it ever since. Shambhra, sometimes, being such a dreamer, you've also tried to be so normal, tried to fit in with the rest of them. It doesn't work. We know you know that. It doesn't work. How many years of your life have you spent trying to fit in and be normal? The dreamer simply doesn't. You have no patience with normality. You have been there and done that, and you know it is time to move on. When you try to force yourself into these other groups on the playground with the other students, it is like suffocating. It hurts. It is difficult. Oh, indeed, they ridicule you. They say, look at those dreamers off there. Look at them in their own little imaginary playground. But whose playground is imaginary? Shambhra. Whose is imaginary? Perhaps they called you names. Perhaps they said you were odd or different. But Shambhra, you are the dreamers. You are the ones helping to change the energy for them. This is not easy work. It is not easy work. We'll discuss ways where it can be much easier. But you have always known it was going to be difficult. Being the pioneer and the dreamer. Being the one who facilitates the change, being the one who helps create this quantum leap on behalf of all that is. It is not easy work, but yet you have given yourself of it. You have persisted, you have stuck with it, and here we are. It is not easy work, Shambhra, even within your own new age. You are ridiculed Even within your own new age, others wonder why you don't like talking about UFOs and past lives and all of these other so-called mysteries. There is no mystery. It is life expressed through you and your divinity. That's all it is. There are new agers who don't understand why you don't want to run down every time there is a new reader, every time there is a new, to say, drama book out, every time there is a new conspiracy theory. We know it is tempting sometimes. But Chambra, I've told you from the beginning, this isn't for everyone. It's not for every human. It's not for every metaphysician. We've told you since the beginning that we're going to ask you to look within yourself so deeply and so clearly that you can learn to fall in love with you again. Not an easy thing to do for a human. We told you that we're going to take you on the path that was pure, a path that perhaps was more difficult. Yes, it is easy to fall into these diversions. You know it. It's easy to get caught up in the dramas. It is fun sometimes. You'll find that you'll be able to go back and forth into dramas, but without getting stuck in them. Dramas are wonderful. As long as you can then get back out of the drama. It's only when you get sucked in, only when you find yourself holding the energy of the drama, that it is difficult to get back out. But Chambra, you have accepted this very unique, very special task. This task of coming to Earth at this time, being the dreamers, and once again, helping to move the energy. Now, let us talk for a minute about the importance of energy movers. You have been energy holders for so very long. Let's talk now about the importance of energy movers. Particularly in this time of great and grand change on your earth. Energy, essentially, is in a neutral state of being. Energy at its pure, pure core. Even the energy of spirit is what you would consider to be in a neutral state of being. We know there are some who would challenge us on that. It is not, the energy of God or spirit is not in the form of light or in the form of good. It simply is neutral, at least from the understanding that you would have today. Is neutral. Energy seeks to evolve, seeks to experience, seeks to know itself. Therefore, it needs to find a source that's willing to activate it, that's willing to play with it. Energy moves into every human, every life form on Earth, even things that are non-life form, energy moves into. Energy has a desire and a love to express itself, even though it is neutral. There are some contradictions in here if you look at it from the benchmark of your current science and physics. If you look beyond that, you will find that energy can be neutral and it can have this wonderful desire to be expressive and to experience and to integrate and to be embodied. Energy needs to come in, needs to be brought in to experience. But when it is held, it becomes stagnant, it becomes old, it wants release, and we will find it. It will find its release at the weakest point. The weakest point is generally things like unhappiness, sadness, darkness, depression, frustration, anxiety. Those are the weakest points, or we have to be careful with our terms here, but yes, the weakest points of the human nature. So the old energies that have been held will seek their way through these in order to be released one way or the other. You can either fight it or you can help to move it, you see. It is important to continue to move energies, continue to help them flow. It is important that energies find their way into this, what you call human reality and human consciousness right now. Energies from the other realms, the other dimensions, energies that are pure in a neutral form, but other energies that are simply the creations of dreams, the creations of potentials. They're all wanting to come in right now, but they have to have a source. They have to have a source of flow. That is why energy movers are needed. Not energy holders, but movers. That is why we have spoken to Shambra about the time, about it is time to be energy movers. It is about allowing neutral energies to come in, to be blessed with your divinity and your humanness and this reality and in this dimension, and then to move through. Particularly by helping new energies, these new energies we're speaking about, to come in, to find its anchor point through you, to find its way into this reality through you. Then it can make its way out to other humans, other consciousnesses in this dimension that are stuck, that need this flow. We say they need it more than anything. They are asking for it. They are asking for a way to help get their energies unstuck. They have been in their stories. They have been in their structures for so long, and they want a way to help release it. What is through the flow of the new energies? It is the flow of energies now moving through you that will help facilitate the process. It is important to have energy workers on Earth, or energy movers on Earth right now, to keep up the flow of energy that is taking place, particularly as we are accelerating towards the quantum leap. In only a few years of time, there is more and more neutral and pure energy coming to Earth right now than in any other time. It is coming in fast. It's coming in fast. It is attracted by what is going on here. It is attracted because humans are calling for it. It is attracted because of your dreams for change. This energy is coming from not only your physical universe, but to other realms. You are seeing some of the evidence of the energies coming in your physical universe by some of the interesting and different types of events with the stars and the planets and comets and these things, but there are also energies coming in from other realms. When they find their way to the Earth dimension and human consciousness, they need to be moved quickly. Otherwise, either they are reflected back in an interesting way of speaking, they are reflected back, or they have no place to land on Earth, and their energy goes back into somewhat of a dormant state until much later. However, if there are energy movers like yourself, it can find the proper conduit, find the proper human grounding, and move through you. You are performing an incredible service for humanity and for Gaia, our energy movers. It is very important work. The benefit to you, Shambra, you are wondering. The benefit to you is that it truly helps to energize you. It truly helps to expand you beyond the structures of this current human consciousness. The benefit to you is that it's going to give you a whole new sense of freedom, a whole new sense of understanding. It has the potential to very, very quickly help rejuvenate this physical body of yours, as long as you allow yourself to be in a safe energy space, as long as you allow yourself to be here and present. This energy coming through you also brings in so many of the other connections and pathways into other dimensions, into other realities. In a sense, you could say that it's going to very quickly open up your consciousness and your understanding of things that were not possible in the human mind. Very quickly, you'll have a deep sense of awareness about things that are of not in this earthly realm. The other benefit is that you will be the first to know. You will have a very deep understanding of how all the energy work is taking place on earth right now, an understanding of where humans are. You will have an overview that you have never had before. And every particle of this energy that is flowing through you, moving through you, also can serve you. You're not just letting it in and letting it out. It touches you. It dances with you. As you bless it, it blesses you. The energy is there to serve you. It's there to serve you. Now, Metatron has asked us to discuss some of the guidelines for energy movement on this day, and we will keep them simple. We'll keep them understandable. First of all, more important than anything on the list is to take care of yourself. You have to take care of yourself. More important, we almost don't even want to go into the other points here, because this is dominant. This prevails above all. Take care of yourself. You've been very negligent in many respects. As energy holders, you felt it was important to take care of everyone else. You actually accepted this belief system that it's improper to take care of yourself. You said it was selfish, so let it be selfish and let selfish be grand. You feel that you should always be giving for others or doing for others. You feel that you should never have more than the others, because there would be something wrong with it. You would have an imbalance. You'd be depriving someone else. You're only depriving them of their story when you think you have to deny yourself because of them. There's an abundance of energy to go around. Take care of yourself. Allow yourself to be abundant, Chambra. Be the example of incredible abundance in your life. Incredible abundance. You think sometimes it's because you don't know how to do it. You don't know how to make the money. It's because you don't want to know how to make the money. This is an old thing that you were holding on to, going back to the early days of Christianity for most of you. It is time to be wildly abundant. And if you're not, quite simply, look at your story and look at why you are preventing yourself from this. No more things about that you don't have the proper family, you don't have the proper education, you didn't have the right breaks in life. Take a look at your measurements and your parameters, your benchmarks. Time to take care of yourself. As this energy comes in and wants to move through you, it is like a freight train. It will come in quick and it will come in fast and will disrupt every old system within you, and that is a blessing. You have felt it recently as it is moving in. Now, there are many, many of us on our side who are helping to balance all of this and helping to monitor it, but it moves through quickly. Energy movers have to be very selfish, you see. They have to take care of their bodies. In other words, allow yourself the blessing of some body work, massages. Allow yourself the blessings of eating some good food for a change. Too much rabbit food sometimes for Chambra. Your body is going to need high volumes of food. And it's going to call out to you some days for large helpings of pasta. Pasta, see? Negative energy comes out from you. Oh, I can't eat pasta. You're going to need it some days. Other days you're going to need large volumes of warm water, large volumes of it. Listen to your body. Don't listen to I, Tobias. Don't start writing down, I must drink warm water. Listen to your body. It will tell you. Chocolate. Yes. There are times when your body may not want any food. It may make you nauseous because there is so much energy coming in that there is not really, time to process the food in your body. We've talked about this before, Shambra. We've talked about it before. Listen to your body. Stop listening to your mind on the food thing. It is going to be very hard if you're trying to follow some strict diet, no matter what it is. It's going to be very hard to bring in volumes of new energy and move it if you're stuck and holding on to an old diet. Listen to your body. It will tell you precisely and lovingly what it needs. So, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. If you're in one of these relationships that you are holding on to, hint, hint, to a lot of you, that is draining your energy and keeping you in the past, let it go. Let it go. They can take care of themselves. Believe it or not, they really can. Let it go so you can take care of yourself. When you take care of yourself, it also sets up the dynamics, the dreamer dynamics, to bring in the type of relationship that is appropriate for you. Take care of yourself in every way. When you feel tired and that you need to get away from people, take that time away from them. We don't have to be here, how to say, trying to save the world. We've talked to you, nobody's going to save the world. It doesn't need saving. It is only when humans ask for change that change then comes about. You see, the angels aren't here trying to save the world all the time. They're here amused much of the time. But they love and honor the world. They're not trying to save it. They're waiting. They're simply waiting to come in. When a group of dreamers says, we're ready to change, then they jump into action. They start their work. They start their shuttling work of energies back and forth. The angels come in when the time is right, when humans ask for change, when a group of dreamers wants to experience something new, wants to go to the next level. Take care of yourself, Shambra, more than anything. We want to underline that. We want to put that in, what do you say, you're bold. We want to make that so strong. Take care of yourself and don't feel selfish about it. Don't feel selfish. If you truly can't do something for someone or can't make an appointment or any of this, tell them. Just say, I can't do it. There are those who play with you who love calling you up. Can you do this? Can you do that? And you do it and you hate yourself. Shambra, tell them, no, I can't do that. I'm busy taking care of myself. It is so important if you're going to be a high volume energy mover to take care of yourself. There's nothing selfish about it. Look what you are doing for the potential of everyone else. You are moving volumes of energy through you for the earth, for other people, volumes of it. You're doing something. You don't need to do everything. Second on the list, a guideline for energy movers is to allow it to flow in, allow it to flow out. You don't need to hold on to it. There's going to be a tendency to think you have to hold on, to think you have to force it or push it or do something with it. Let it flow in, let it flow out. Simply giving yourself permission to do this allows it to do that dance with you. It occurs in, difficult to define this, but in a fraction of a moment, in a blessed, sacred instant, it dances with you. You don't need to manipulate it. You don't need to reshape it or form it. It does this incredible nuclear dance within you. It explodes inside of you. Some of you think that you have to put your signature on it. Well, you already are. Some of you think you have to define that new energy moving in you and through you to define it and change it in a way. Don't do that. It will hurt if you do. Giving it your blessings, giving it the grounding of your humanness is all you need to do. Let it flow in, let it flow out. Have no agenda. No agenda, Shambra. As it flows out through you, it becomes a potential of change and a potential of energetics and a potential of new wisdom for whoever and whatever wants it in their life. Have no expectation of the outcome. This is the old benchmark issue again. Some of you have already been flowing energies, moving energies, but you've been disappointed here because you have expectations of the outcome. This is where it will get very difficult for you. The expectations are often based in old benchmarks, in old energies. You think that if a certain quantity of new energy moves through, a certain reaction should take place on the outside. That is the old energy in, energy out equation. But that equation changes with the new. It is no longer like the old. Just because you put in a certain mixture of ingredients in one end doesn't mean that mixture of ingredients will come out at the other end. Everything changes. The quotient of energy changes, and therefore the outcome should change itself. Your expectations will limit it and will be very frustrating for you. Have no expectations. Watch as you flow energy what happens. Watch what happens. You'll start to get a whole new idea of what the results can be. As you flow and move energies through you, give them their own life. Allow them their own expression. So often humans will take an energy in and they will hold it so much in a structure or a story that it cannot have a life of its own. Every energy is like you. It's designed to have a life of your own, an expression of their own. You're different because you are creator beings. But yet, every energy that flows through you, every thought, experience, lifetime, any of this, needs its ability to express itself. So as you flow the energies through, don't restrict it. Don't limit it. Give it its own life. That's what you're doing when it moves through you and you're blessing it. You are blessing it into life reality, into life expression. Let it flow through. There's the tendency, again, for Shambhara, for you to want to have to do something with it, to bring an energy that is coming in from other dimensions and redirect it towards things like world peace, redirect it towards things like the healing on someone, redirect it towards making someone feel better. This is honorable, and we understand why you do it, Shambhara, but take another look. Change the benchmark. Change the expectation. What if you were to allow such a pure energy in and bless it with your beingness, your God self, and then let it flow out with no agenda to another? Imagine what that could do if they chose healing. Imagine what it could do if they chose peace. Imagine what it could do if they chose to be creative. Imagine what it could do if it wasn't limited, if it had no agenda on it. Shambhara, in moving energies, it is as simple as giving yourself permission to do this. It is as simple as breathing on a regular basis. This will help the energies move through you. Because of where you have been, who you are, there's going to be a tendency once in a while to want to hold an energy or store it or shape it. That is okay as long as you acknowledge it, as long as you understand that you are deliberately and consciously choosing it. Sometimes you're going to want to take some of that energy and play with it, much like children playing on a playground. But understand and acknowledge this is what you're doing and understand that sooner or later it will need to flow through and out. You do this through the breath. Through the breath, it keeps energy moving. Sometimes that volume that's going to be coming and working through you, some of it you're going to want to taste of for yourself in your life experience. And that is fine. That is fine. You can taste as much of it as you want, but understand that this is what you're doing. You're making a conscious choice. And there will be a time to also release it and let it go. There's no need to stockpile any of this, by the way, for yourself. You don't have to. It is always there. It is always available. No need to stockpile. It is always flowing in you and through you. Shambhara, Again, this is important work, needed work right now, not for everyone, not for everyone. You're going to be learning so much more about this in your own life experiences in these next few months. And yes, we're going to tell you there are going to be some challenges along the way, parts of you that resist going into this, parts of you that perhaps even fear it. Just acknowledge that. Look at it and feel it. There are going to be parts of you that want to, how to say, hold on to the old and do the new. As long as you're acknowledging that's what you're doing, but sooner or later that energy will have to flow through. Sometimes as you're changing your whole method of measuring and assessing and benchmarking, it does cause a challenge and a conflict within. You're not used to it. It's part of the process. It doesn't have to hurt and be painful. It can be done with grace and ease. As the first ones going through this, yes, it is more challenging. Yes, you do need to rely on each other more often. Gather together and talk. Discuss how it's going. And discuss how Metatron's final point and his guide to energy movers is take care of yourself. That's the first point and the last point. Everything else is almost insignificant. Yes, let it flow. Let it move in you and through you. Have no agenda. But take care of yourself. You will find that the energy is can be very difficult. Remember when we first brought Metatron in, how harsh it may have seemed on your system? The energy can be very difficult if you're not taking care of yourself. If you're not allowing yourself the abundance and the happiness and the joy in your life. Take care of yourself. This is so important. We want it titled, the shroud titled, Take Care of Yourself. It's so important. We're going to emphasize that over and over with you. Some of you say, but I am. I'm trying to take care of myself. Trying to take care. We ask you to take a look at your benchmarks for taking care of yourself. What are you using for the measurement? What is stopping you? What old energies are you still holding on to that are keeping you? There is nothing, Shamra, nothing that is keeping you from any of this. Not on our side, not with spirit, not with anything. It is you. And we know you don't want to hear that. But take a look. There is something, if you're not experiencing abundance and love and joy in your life, take a look at what it is. The flow and the movement can be there, but there's something blocking it. Take a look. Take care of yourself. We're going to ask you also, in this whole realm of becoming energy movers, to always take a look. Is it you, or is it something on the outside? Is it your reality, or is it someone else's? Many of the experiences that you've gone through in these last few weeks, the vast majority of the feelings that you have been having, actually not yours, you see, energy movers. As you are moving energy and opening yourself, you're becoming so much more sensitive to everything. The moment you open yourself, it attracts outside energies. It truly does. It attracts the outside energies of other people, even if they may not be aware of it, because there are portions of them that want to be released, that want to be transmuted, and they find their way to you on the, what you call the psychic realms or the interdimensional corridors. They've been bombarding you for weeks now, coming into your reality, and you think they're yours. You think some of the feelings of anxiety or depression are yours. Some of them are. A lot of them come from the outside. You think some of the feelings of, being trapped and imprisoned are coming all from you, but most of that is from the outside. You're going to have to be very discerning what is coming from within your reality, what is coming from the outside. These energies are going to make their way to you very fast. It is not just new energies that are moving, you are moving. You are also going to be moving energies for other humans. Not holding it, mind you. not holding their energies, moving their energies. Now, sometimes, for instance, let us take a coworker at your office. They are used to having you hold their energies, even if you don't even talk to each other very much, even if you exchange harsh words on occasions. But you are, in this example, you are holding their energy. Their energy is going to find itself coming to you in a new way. You might have experienced that. All of a sudden, they were wanting to talk to you in these last few weeks. All of a sudden, they were trying to get a bit closer, and you're wondering what is going on. They're being drawn to you. Their dynamics are being drawn to you. Part of them wants to have you, this processor and mover of energy, process them. Part of their energy wants you to just hold them, to take that energy in, within yourself even more than you've been holding. It's not a good time to do this. It is a time to move the energies, not to hold. You're going to find energies of animals, of even trees and plants and of the earth now coming to you to be moved. They're trapped. They're in prison. If you're having dreams at night where you feel you're trying to get out of a prison, get out from underneath, being buried underground, where you are, how to say, crying out, but you can't even scream. You're picking up energies of others, other people, other stories that want to be released. It is coming to you now because you've given permission. Move the energies, don't hold them. Big difference in this. Allow yourselves to move those energies. How do you do this? Again, give yourself permission and simply breathe. It doesn't have to be a big issue or a big deal. You don't need years of training in this. It is just acknowledging that you're moving rather than holding. When you move, when you help move energy of other people or animals or plants, it is in essentially giving it a blessing of divinity and sacredness. Then it goes back to them. It goes back to them and addresses them, the owner and the creator of that energy to begin with. It goes back to them and says, now what are you going to do with me? I have the potential to help you change. So you're not doing it for them. You're simply blessing it. Take a look at what is going on in your life right now. What is really your issue? What is a past life issue within coming up? And what is an outside issue? You're going to be surprised to find, Calderon wants us to put a number on it, so we'll say 93.5% of everything is now energies you are feeling, but they're outside. It is so easy to take them as your own. It is so easy to feel recently that you are so burdened and so filled with all these things. Why are all of these issues coming up within you? Suddenly, you ask. They're not. They're coming to you from the outside. Breathe them in, bless them, let them go. We're going to ask Shambra all over the world to have energy-moving gatherings with each other. Simply breathing. Simply doing some breathing with each other. And then afterwards, taking care of yourself, feasting. Having a good time. This should be an important part of the process. Remember, you are not trying to save the world, and we're going to have to come and slap your hands if you do. The world doesn't need saving. Some of the world wants to change. That's why we are here, and that's why you are here. The rest of the world is having a tremendous good time on their playground, telling their stories, playing their games, fighting their fights. They are loving it. Honor them for it. There is a tendency, once again, Shambra, you try to save the world. The world doesn't need saving. But there are those energies that want change and transmutation that are ready. They're tired of the old structure. They want to be released, and they will start flowing through you. You will have energies flowing and moving from the outer realms, from the angelic realms, from the new earth realms, and from the earth realms, all flowing together, all meeting at your point of reality. It's you, flowing through you. Can you handle the job?
Yes. Yes.
We were going to answer that for you. But thank you. Yes, you can. It is graceful work. It is beautiful work, and it is essentially what you came here to do. All this other stuff has been foreplay, and now you go. You go on to do your true work, but in order to do it without all the hardship on your systems, remember, you have to change the benchmark. You have to change how you measured yourself and how you measured other things. Yes, it is uncomfortable at times because the benchmarks help you to maintain a focus or help you to understand what you are doing, but everything is changing right now, Shambra. Everything. You've noticed that. Everything. Change the benchmark. Again, we emphasize, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Give yourself what you need. Allow yourself the abundance. Stop arguing and fighting with all these internal aspects. And understand that so much coming through you right now is not about you. We want to address one more thing in this shout. We want to address the issues that have been deeply troubling some of you. Two things. And we have to use, terms that are not quite appropriate, but there is no other human word. You call these things depression and anxiety. You've been battling with this, Shambra. You've been having a difficult time. It's difficult for us to watch, too. It is so overwhelming. So difficult. It is a natural part of the process, unfortunately, but it doesn't have to be so difficult. There is a combination of elements that are taking place that cause this, because part of you is dying, and there's the depression of the whole process of death within yourself. The old you is changing. The new you is screaming out, wanting to hold on. This, appear to be a type of contradictions of goals or desires between the old you and the new you causes what would be considered an energy inversion, which causes what you would call depression. Depression is very real. It's very deep. It is very overwhelming, as you know. In this depression, in this darkness, you are not alone. You are surrounded by such a team of experts from our side of the veil who are helping to maintain a balance, helping you to go through this process that is so difficult. We want you to know that we are aware of it. We are aware of what you are going through. You will come out the other side of it. And you will come out while you are still here on Earth. You don't have to leave the Earth in order to overcome or to change this thing you call depression. It is a difficult issue, Shambra. And you can't fight your way out of it. So many of you have been trying to box your way out of it. Many of you have been trying to feed your depression with platitudes, cliches, little feel-good phrases, and that doesn't work either. It is a matter of acknowledging the intense and deep changes that you're going through. In a sense, we say allowing yourself to be in the abyss of this thing you call depression. You're doing everything to scramble up the sides of it, to try to get out of it. It is about allowing yourself to be fully embodied in it. And we know this is not what you wanted to hear. Through the full embodiment of the depression and the anxiety will come a new type of energy and a new type of movement. Through the deep embodiment of this thing that you don't want to be deep into will come the energies of your past lives, energies of every sub-reality you have ever created. They will come rushing in. They'll come rushing in to work with you, moving you through this depression. The anxiety is deep right now for many of you because you can feel impending change. You can feel something's going to give. Now the question is that something within you or something outside of you? You're feeling an anxiety because you are more sensitive than ever. Yes, you are opening up your sensitivities and you are feeling everything. You're feeling anxieties from within yourself and in the world all around you. These can be overwhelming. The anxieties and all these energies can be overwhelming. One of the other points of being an energy mover is to always be the observer. Even the observer of your own depression and your own anxiety. Be the observer of it. You're in there fighting with it, boxing with it, trying to eliminate it. Sometimes you think if you stop working, forcing against the depression, that it's going to simply take you over. It will facilitate an energy move, but it won't take you over. It will facilitate a process, but it won't annihilate you. Remember, we have to say here too that for all of you, whether you're experiencing the anxieties and the depressions, you are experiencing the sensitivities. There is a tendency to want to shut down, to close down. We ask you to continue moving the energies, allowing yourself to be the observer and to be sensitive all at the same time. The sensitivities are opening because you have asked them to. Everything is changing because you have asked it to. Allow this process to continue, but change the benchmark for how you measure where you're at. Sometimes it seems to be a big, confusing swirl of energy. And it is, because everything is moving quickly within you. But remember, at a level, you created it. You gave yourself every answer, every tool, every bit of energy. You gave yourself the experience and a total understanding. And one final point. It's very easy right now to get caught up in drama. It's a nice diversion. It brings you back to, in a sense, a warm and cozy place in the old energy. Drama is all around you and very easy to get caught up in. But again, if you want to play in drama, at least acknowledge that's what you're doing. That way it gives you an easier way back out. Very easy to get caught up in all the conspiracies. There are no conspiracies, Shambhar. Not for you, unless you choose them. Conspiracy, by the way, simply means a joining together of ideals and goals and thoughts. A joining together. So there are some who conspire to join together their ideas for whatever purpose. Some conspire to think that the world is being overtaken by sinister forces, and then it is for them. Shambhara, it's very easy to get caught up in these things because they divert your attention, because they produce an energy, an old energy, a dualistic energy, but it produces an energy which gives you a temporary high. But you know what happens later on. You go to a low. This is going to help press the whole issue of depression and anxiety. So if you keep trying to go back to a drama, to a conspiracy, to any of those drama energies, yes, it will make you feel better for a short period of time, but then it's going to accentuate the depression, the anxiety. If you want to play on that playground, that is fine. We're just giving you, how to say, a bit of a caution here. It's very easy to get caught up in victimhood right now. Very easy. Because you are feeling other people's victimhood. You're feeling some of your own feelings about previous victimhoods. Very easy to get caught in that and say, Tobias, I'm not a creator. This is all just happening to me. So be it. But acknowledge that you're choosing to be in victimhood for a while until you're ready to get back into creatorship. So, Kaldra is telling us we've been far too wordy today. This happens when Metatron moves in. So we're going to ask this delightful group of Shambhara to take a deep breath, allow it to move through you, hold on to nothing. Have it blessed with your divinity as it moves through. Let us just take a moment to sit in this safe and perfect space together. Not trying to fix anything. Not even trying to fix ourselves. Not trying to heal anything. Just being in this precious space. The safe space is where your biology can naturally rejuvenate itself. It knows what to do. It already knows what to do. When you sit in the safe energy, it can do its work. Your mental balancing knows how to balance and keep itself maintained. Your mind, even your emotions, and the safe energy together, it can do its work. See, we don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. It is a natural process that you created. Energy moving is a natural process. You don't have to do anything. We can just sit in this safe and sacred space together. And just have energies move. We don't need the drama around energy movement. We don't need any harshness around it. We just allow it to move. Shambhara, you can do this anytime. Be in the safe energy. Let your body rejuvenate. Let your mind find a new level of balance. Let your divinity come into your new playground. And so it is.